1.
Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
We know sports. We are the Roar.
She had to heave me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink it off my mind. It's a honk, it's all right. Give me, give me, give me the honk, it's all right. I laid
up. Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Spent some time this week with the people over at the Phoenix Center, and I learned so much more about what they do in their prevention aspect of it, and talking to teens and their resources. They have brochures and booklets and facts about drug use and alcohol use and ideas for parents and teens and even preteens. And one of the things I learned at the Phoenix Center, that it's the prevention and treatment and recovery and, you know, anything to do with that. One of the things I learned is that in Greenville County, where they're set up, they'll come to you. So if you have a youth baseball team or youth softball team or, you know, dance company or you know, coming to schools, whatever it might be, they'll come to you there in Greenville. And if you're listening in another area, they have connections to the, you know, other counties and other resources out this way. So you can contact them about coming to your, you know, talk to your baseball, football, basketball, softball, you know, girls soccer, you know, whatever it might be. Talk to your teams, teen teams. You get that many together or groups. And so they've had success with that. So that's really cool. Check out all of the resources. You young parents, or your parents of young people, I should say, find out more about what they, what they do. And here's the other thing I learned, you know, Herm Edwards, if you're listening. One of the things we like doing sometimes with is parents of like teenage drinkers or people get caught drinking. Hey, well, everybody's doing it. You know that. I mean, they're just kids. I mean, everybody's doing it. Well, you know what? Statistics show you that's not true. That a large majority of teenagers are not drinking and not doing drugs and not vaping and not smoking. A large majority are not. So don't fall victim to saying, well, you know, little Timmy, yeah, we called him, but you know, everybody does it. No, doesn't have to be that way. Don't fall for that. And even if they were, doesn't mean yours has to, but that's not true. And that's an excuse and a crutch. Don't do it anymore. Get in touch with the folks over at the Phoenix Center. 864-467-3790. 864-467-3790. Hour two, we've changed our schedule today. I told in hour one, I told you I'm Jerry Seinfeld. I'm even Steven. I lose $20, I get $20. We lose Paul Strelo today to a rivals camp down in Atlanta, which, oh, by the way, Shradikova will announce today he's committing to Clemson. Paul will be there to cover that. I think Clemson. Paul will be there to cover that. So he's off today traveling down in Atlanta, but we get Josh Williams. So 7:25 this morning, we're talking all U.S. Open with J-Dub, because tomorrow's show is a great show. Tomorrow's show is Father's Day show. So let me tell you who we have lined up. I have Tony Eubanks on, the gentleman that was our pastor at our wedding, a great dear friend of mine, former FCA here at Clemson. And team chaplain here at Clemson, and just a dear friend of mine, father of two, and son of a great dad that he had. So we'll talk to him about spiritual issues and fatherhood and raising boys. Former Clemson basketball player Bill Harder is going to join me for a couple of reasons. He has a great dad in Dr. Harder, team physician here at Clemson for many, many years, and now he's raising a boy and a girl, and his son is a all kinds of prospects there in baseball. So how do you raise? And he goes to every one of his baseball, all these leagues and travel balls and showcase balls and little league and high schools and all this stuff. So we'll talk about that with him. Looking forward to that. Cliff Alexander is going to join us. He's in education. Cliff, we had him on during our All Pro Dads thing. And Cliff is father of I kid him, father of a whole baseball team. It seems like, I think they have eight now, maybe, but he needs a designated hitter in there too somewhere. So, but he has adopted kids as well, and he's been a teacher, assistant principal, principal, superintendent, or assistant superintendent. He's, we talked to him about education and what fathers mean. Monty Lee's going to join us. Monty has four daughters, and I want to talk to him about that, about being a busy dad, and how do you budget your time with your kids and make sure you're there for your daughters with that. And also, Monty Lee's sitting in the baseball stands watching all these baseball games with dads in stands. And so what kind of dad do you want to be? What kind of dad do you don't want to be at A's baseball games? We'll hear Kevin Black's another guy in education, a friend of mine that was a principal and a coach. And he actually raised a really good athlete and raised a daughter as well. So we'll ask him about, again, the education aspect of it. Jim Davis is going to join us, former women's basketball coach. The reason I want Coach Davis on is obviously being a great dad and now a great grandfather, not great grandfather, but a terrific grandfather. he recruited a bunch of great women's basketball players. So if you're the father of a female athlete, what do you want to see? So that's two different aspects there. Jonathan Bird, PGA Tour player, multi-PGA Tour winner, and guys won $20 million in his career, who had a great dad and is a father himself. And now, also, he's got a son that's will be a highly recruited prospect coming up in golf. So we'll talk to Jonathan Bird about that. And Sheriff Rick Clark's going to join us tomorrow. Unfortunately, there are some things that go wrong and go astray, and great people like the brave men and women in blue are out there to help us. And so I asked Rick to come on and talk about what he sees great in the community with the fathers, and also when it does go bad, like what is the father's influence on that? Cliff Alexander told me years ago that 2 years ago, we had him on, that they went and visited inmates at the state penitentiary and said to a man, all the guys said, man, if I just had a father figure in my life, probably not have ended up here. So the Father's Day show is going to be a heck of a lot of fun tomorrow. Can't wait. 9 different guests. Should be a great time. Speaking of crime, Strelo texted me early this morning. Have you seen this story, John? He's going to Atlanta. I said, whatever you do, don't get gas in Atlanta. Have you seen this story? I hate to use the word pandemic, epidemic. There's a big thing going on about slider crimes. That's where they slide in your car, steal your car, steal all your stuff, and they're sliding in there while you're pumping gas in Atlanta. Gun points serious? Everywhere. Oh, yeah, murders, gun points everywhere, to the point where the cops in Atlanta are saying, don't get gas in Atlanta. Like, if you're traveling through Atlanta, and they say, you know, especially the visitor tax, whatever, get your gas in wherever you got to get it before you get there. Outside 285, whatever. So I told Strela, man, don't get gas. Stop at the Mall of Georgia, whatever, get your gas up there. You can't go to the gas station now. Anyway. So that's a busy show tomorrow, busy show today. Looking forward to Josh Wibbs coming up here. He's got all the numbers, all the breakdowns for us. We talked about Torrey Pines, U.S. Open. Spoke to him yesterday. We talked about rotations or rotas with all that coming up. So lot to do there. Let's talk about these decisions about the Green Readings book. We'll do that as well. Let me get Hal, who's been very, very patient with us for a very long time. 654 Roar via broadband phone lines. Hey, good morning, Hal. How you doing this morning?
Can you hear me this time, Mickey?
I got you loud and clear, buddy.
But anyway, as I was fixing to say, what I'm saying is, taking a couple of years, we would have a Manning quarterback at Clemson who happens to be the son of Cooper. Cooper Manning didn't play because of a congenital disorder, I think, and also Tyce Boyd. I mean, Clemson. Think about this: if they would have been undefeated up at Charlotte, if Tyce Boyd just started the belt bow, and Zach Collinsworth, he's not a chip off the old block, but he sounds like a young version of his daddy.
Yeah, looks like him, sounds like him, and I think he's talented. You make a point about Manning. You know how, if Clemson could pull this thing off, and they're going to have a lot of competition from Texas, and they have a lot of competition from Alabama, and I'm sure there'll be a guy or another school out there, too, who might jump in this thing. But if Clemson can pull off Arch Manning coming here, it'll be very interesting to see the TV shots of Clemson games like we're seeing with we've seen with other dads. You know, Trevor Lawrence's dad's on TV and DJ's dad's on TV. Be interesting seeing Cooper and Archie.
Archie mainly.
Yeah, and Eli and Peyton and Olivia and all there. It'd be very interesting to see the Manning camp at Clemson games.
Okay.
I'll be very interested to do it. As usual, buddy, I appreciate the phone call. I hope you have a great day there. But interesting stuff. If you can get it. The great part of the Arch Manning deal is that he's very unassuming and they're very quiet about recruiting. They don't blast a lot of this stuff. And matter of fact, they don't give his little cell phone. They you got to go through the family and all that. So they handle their business right through all that. But the really, really good part is like this isn't just a name thing. Like he's really a five-star quarterback. He's really one of the two best in the in the country. So he's this is not a hype deal, right? This is he has earned it through all that. John, the line of the day and something we won't get any better than what Delvin said is they're doing away with the green eggs and ham. I'm going to ask Josh Williams about this. The PGA Tour is close to banning green reading books before next season. Four-time champion Roy McIlroy isn't sure that is even enough to even the playing field on the greens. Speaking the day before the start of the U.S. Open yesterday, McIlroy wouldn't confirm whether the PGA Tour advisory council voted out all the books, which provided provides golfers and their caddies this detailed information about the slopes on greens. But he said that he and most other players are in favor of eliminating them. He says, quote, look, everything that's talked about in these meetings is somewhat confidential, but I can say that I use a greens book and I'd like to get rid of them. I think everyone is in the same boat. Most guys on tour in the same boat that if it's going to be available to us and help us, we're going to use it. But I think for the greater good of the game, I'd like to see them outlawed and for them not to be used anymore. Unquote. We did find out that they voted 2 weeks ago to outlaw the green book, the books, and a full board of PGA Tour might vote on the recommendations as early as next week. The ban will reportedly take effect after this season and slated to begin after the Tour Championships in Atlanta. Currently, the Masters is the only tournament that doesn't permit their own use. That's where we told you the story that Jordan Bird told us of Patrick Reed making his own out there with practicing 4 hours per green. McIlroy says, quote, it's not that it's an advantage, really. It's just taking away all the skill that takes time and practice to be mastered. I think reading greens is a real skill that some people are better at than others, and it just nullifies that. It nullifies an advantage that people have. He goes, yeah, honestly, I think that it's made everyone lazier. People don't put the time in to prepare the way they used to, and that's what you see at so many more players at Augusta, for example, take their time around the greens, hit so many more putts. It's because they have to. It's because there's no green books at Augusta. He said it might make practice rounds a little bit longer. You might have to do a little more work, but I think that once we get the tournament rounds, it will speed up play. I think it will help the guys who really have done their homework and let them stand out a little bit more. I agree with that. One of the things we have to do is find a way to speed this up, speed the rounds up. If this speeds it up, I say lasers, and that speeds it up. Todd Satterfield, who is a PGA Tour rules official, joins us. Coach Satterfield, how you doing this morning?
How you doing, Mickey?
I'm doing fantastic. Are these green reading books, are they as big a deal as Roy says they are?
You know, I think on the tour they probably are. We don't have very many guys using them on PGA Tour champions at all. But on the PGA Tour, I think it is, and they're obviously very prevalent in college as well. I personally don't like them. I think they're very complicated. But that being said, I also don't think that it gives anybody an advantage over me. I think I've always been able to read greens pretty well when I played and when I coached. And, I just don't see it as that big of a deal. I think the stats would weigh out that putting hasn't improved since these greens books have been around. So, I do think it's a – it's a visual thing when, you know, these guys are standing behind and rather than reading their putt, they're staring in their book, number one. And if it's a pace of play issue, well, we've already got a pace of play rule and just enforce what you have. And if that's not working, then you need to change that.
Do we enforce pace of play enough at all tours, an Indian College golf? Are we enforcing that enough?
You know, it's hard to say. My initial response would be no. You know, I know in college it's just not enforced enough, mainly because most of the time you don't have the you know, enough officials to really do it properly until you get to, you know, a conference championship or a regional or an NCAA championship. I think you do have enough to enforce it there, and you hear about some pace penalties and things like that. But, you know, I don't know. I think we probably don't enforce it quite enough. You know, a few penalties and things like that, and things seem to would help straighten it up, I think.
Well, and it's a hard penalty to enforce. Am I right by saying that? Because, you know, you can be playing great, be waiting for 13 holes, and waiting on somebody else in front of you, have one guy look for a ball a couple of times in a row, all of a sudden now you're behind, you played fast all day long, and now I'm on the clock because somebody else hit a golf ball a certain way, you know? Anyway, I think that's difficult.
Yeah, and you know, that's where it comes into having enough rules officials that see these things kind of happening and they right. know. So if you have a ball search and you have enough officials, you give them a hole, maybe a couple holes to get themselves back in position with their time, and if they're not improving at that point, that's when you would put them on the clock.
Right. What do you expect to see at Torrey Pines this week, starting today?
Man, I mean, from everything I'm seeing, the golf course looks like it's in great shape. The rough looks very penal. You know, although, you know, it was that way, what was it, back in November when DeChambeau won up at, where was that, Wingfoot?
Right.
So, you know, and he didn't hit, what he hit, barely over 50% of the fairways. He was just driving it down there so far. You know, I got this funny feeling. I think Mickelson's got a newfound confidence, and he's in his hometown, probably going to be his last real chance to win this thing. I just got to feel like he's going to be in contention.
That will be a major story.
You can't count out. Yeah, you can't count out. I think Xander Schauffele's ready. You know, Colin Morikawa's playing great. John Rahm, I think, is going to be there as well. Dustin, I think, will be there. It'll be interesting to see what happens with this Bryson and Brooks deal as the week progresses, if they happen to get paired together.
Hey, final one for you, because I got to take a break, but final one for you. Have you had a Champions event where Phil has been there yet?
Yeah, he's played three times with us. He won his first two, which was last year's schedule. Well, actually, he played all three, two last year, and then he played in Tucson earlier in the year for us. And I would have probably expected him to play a little bit more, except now he wins the PGA, and I think he's probably got his sights set on making that Ryder Cup team, which would be great. But, you know, who knows what his schedule might allow toward the end of the year with us.
Is it different when he's out there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's certainly one of those guys that drives the needle. Even on the PGA Tour, you know, he still drives the needle for the fans. And I think we had some limited fans in Richmond, and they were certainly following his group a lot. The other two events had no fans during this pandemic. So, you know, if he were to show up somewhere where we're having fans now, I think it would be crazy.
Well, he's a needle mover, no doubt about that. Hey, let's catch up soon. I want to call you. Let's talk in the next couple of weeks, because I want to get caught up on some other issues in golf.
Okay, sounds great. Talk to you later.
Be careful on the road. That's right. PGA Tour official Todd Satterfield, a great friend, great player, no doubt about that. We'll take a break, come back. Josh Williams talks U.S. Open after this.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The weather is hot and the deals at Bennett Equipment are even hotter. Bennett rents and sales. Talk UT track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders. and now has Takeuchi attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takeuchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or visit BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi, two names you can trust. And remember, when you need equipment, buy or rent it from Bennett.
Remember the lazy days of summer? Life slowed down and people enjoyed simple treats like frozen pops. Now you can savor the taste of summer all year long with Frio's Gourmet Pops. We use locally sourced ingredients like fresh fruit and dairy to create our handmade pops. With Frio's unique variety of creamy and fruity flavors, you're bound to be hooked on our frozen treats. Visit FRIOSClemson.com for more information and our shop at 518 College Avenue in Clemson. Support a local business and savor the flavor at Frio's Gourmet Pops, Clemson.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Today on Hey Culligan, better water, better food. Here's Gary in Chicago.
Hey Culligan, my water smells like a swimming pool and my hot dog tastes like one.
Sounds like your water comes with a little chlorine.
Chlorine!
You know, you could get a great for cooking water, delicious for drinking water Culligan Reverse Osmosis System.
Yeah, I'll take one of those and 2-3 more hot dogs.
No can do on the dogs, Gare, but one Culligan Reverse Osmosis System already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Today on Hey Culligan, better water, better food. Here's Gary in Chicago.
Hey Culligan, my water smells like a swimming pool and my hot dog tastes like one.
Sounds like your water comes with a little chlorine.
Chlorine!
You know, you could get a great for cooking water, delicious for drinking water Culligan Reverse Osmosis System.
Yeah, I'll take one of those and 2-3 more hot dogs.
No can do on the dogs, Gare, but one Culligan Reverse Osmosis System already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
More live local sports than cars on Woodruff Road. You're listening to The Roar.
It's going on at a gusty walk. It's going on at a gusty walk. That's what's going on at a gusty. Justin Rose is 7-0. Eat your tea and
crumpets.
Why the angels play the trumpet? Eat your tea and crumpets.
He went.
Justin Rose is 7-0.
Heidi Klum.
How do you get Justin Rose to Heidi Klum? Welcome back. Doug Donuts wants you to stop by and see him this weekend. Take the kids in. I'm telling you, you know, so many people are looking for so many stuff to do with their kids. Kids are going to love it. Get to watch donuts being made and get the great donut and get all the sprinkles. They can put everything they want on it. You know, kid would get like chocolate and pineapple and sprinkles and vanilla and banana and, you know, they do all that. So, You're going to love Duck Donuts. And they got little duckies and the t-shirts and all. And they get, you know, sit there and watch them make them. They get a little stoop that they stand on and watch them make it. So take a bite. You're going to love it. Be an office hero as well. Duck Donuts in Greenville off of Pelham Road. Plaza on Pelham. Go by and see our good friends, the Terrys over there. They'd love to take care of you. To our guest lines now, where we've got the U.S. Open started. Instead of Friday because of Father's Day, because of things going on, Josh Williams joins us now. Good morning, J-Dub. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope you're doing well.
We are blessed. I want to begin with the top-tier guys. Let's begin with your thoughts on those 20-1 or less guys and get some of these favorite talks. What are you thinking?
Yeah, so Rahm's at the top of the odds boards here. He's at 10-1. He's got great history at Torrey in the Farmers Tournament. He's got four top tens, including a second and a win. First win there. His course should set up well for him. He cleared his COVID protocols by, you know, Saturday or Sunday last week, so no issues there. 4 week of practice. You saw what he did at the Memorial last time. And my only knock on him is, you know, he was T5 and T8 in the first two majors this year, but I would argue he was never in any kind of contention on either one. Kind of backdoored his way in there, and he's done that a lot. I mean, that's the only knock on him. That's the next step he's got to take to seriously get into contention. And he's only done that one time. That's the biggest thing for him.
So the strategy here is, if you're picking somebody to win, don't pick Rahm. If you're picking somebody to finish high in your pool, if you got like five, whatever, Rahm's a good pick. Fair to assume that?
Yeah, that's fair. You know, if you want to wait until he kind of busts open the door, that's fair. But if there's ever going to be a track that sets up for him that he's got success at, it would seem like this would be it.
Yeah, he's won there, and even though the golf course is different than it is for the Farmers, we'll talk about that coming up. So he's the favorite. All right. Who you got? Who else you got up there?
Yeah. So the next, you know, there's two guys at 16-1, Koepka and Xander Schauffele. So, you know, Koepka, you know, he's finished second, first in his last three U.S. Opens. He's T7 or better in 10 of his last 14 major starts. You know, but, and I'll ask you this, is it a concern that basically the last two majors that he's been in contention on a Sunday, last group, you know, one of the last couple groups that he's put up a dud in the final round? Does that kind of knock a little bit of that shine off a little bit?
Sure.
Or you just
no, yeah, it's a big concern. You know, you've got you pointed out that the pointer finger on the putter it worked for the longest time, maybe not be working now. But we're all creatures of confidence, and one of the things, all those big putts he made coming down the stretch against Tiger at the PGA, or all the big putts he made at Erin Hills when he destroyed it, or, you know, so he's made huge putts in the past. He looked like he was going to make it when he stepped over it, and yet the last two majors you look at it, and when he steps over the putt, it doesn't look like he thinks it's going in. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's definitely fair. And he's, you know, you could tell he was kind of tweaking it and working on several different things between rounds at Kiowa and really still didn't find something that worked, but he's going to put himself in contention. And obviously this is the kind of setup that would work for him.
Xander was the other one you mentioned at what?
Xander 16-1. Obviously, you know, I always kind of hesitate with hometown guys. Obviously this is a hometown track for him where he grew up, and he's played and practiced here a ton. Recently, I always kind of hesitate a little bit. Maybe they put too much pressure on themselves, you know, extra people there, you know, playing at home. But, you know, you can't deny what he's done. He's got four career U.S. Open starts. He's got four top six finishes. Nobody's done that since Bobby Jones back in the 20s. So you can't ignore that. I'll give him kind of a pass on the PGA. I've, you know, read some comments from him that it was just kind of one of those things that he let get in his head where he didn't like the golf course, didn't feel like it set up well for him, and he just kind of let that get to him, and that kind of led to the miscut there. So I guess I'll kind of give him a pass that on the PGA there at Kiowa.
All right, so on him now, let me ask you this. Now, I know he's still only 27 years old, but four wins –
He won the Tour Championship, which was big. Won a World Golf Championship, which was big. Also won the Tournament of Champions, the limited field there, won at Greenbrier. So the four wins by the 27, that's good. But seems like to me in majors, hadn't won a major yet. He's a top 10 machine in majors. So the question would be with, for instance, he's got four, like you said, four U.S. Open top 10s, two Masters top 10s, a PGA Championship top 10, and a U.S. Open top, I mean a British Open top 10. He's finished the top 10 in all four majors. But is that because he's a John Rahm top 10 machine, or because he hadn't won yet, or is he just about ready to kick the door in?
Well, here's another one, a talking point for you. You know, as much as people like to criticize somebody like Tony Finau that just can't get it done, can't get a win, but racks up the top 10, that I think Xander's kind of approaching that territory a little bit.
That's my point.
He's got more wins than Finau, obviously, but three of those four wins are limited field events. The only full field one was the Greenbrier, his first one.
It's a very good point. But, man, his golf swing is so stinking good that it's almost like Kirby Smart. You're going to find a way to not screw it up somehow, some way. All right, who's next?
The last two that are in this upper tier, less than 21, are Dustin Johnson's at 18. You know, maybe he kind of break out of his, kind of spring mini slump, last week. He had a couple of holes where he had a couple of big numbers that took him, out of the chance to win. But he's got five top tens and a win in his last seven U.S. Open appearances. I think he's kind of flying under the radar a little bit. I'm almost any tournament you like Koepka, you got to kind of like DJ, the same kind of player. I think it should set up well for him this week if he drives it well enough. And the last one there's Bryson, defending champ, 18-1. We saw what he did at Wingfoot last year. I saw this, that he hit only 41% of fairways last year. And so he had 23 approach shots from the rough. And on all those situations, basically his score was even par, far better than any other player playing from the rough. And I think McIlroy even made this point that, because of what he's done with the swing speed, because of his – one length clubs, one length irons that are his short irons are longer and way more upright. That allows him to get a lot more speed and helps tremendously in hitting from the rough. So, as much as you don't want to think, the traditional U.S. Open is that you got to hit fairways and greens. And well, he pretty much debunked that obviously last year. So it doesn't seem like his form is quite as good, leading into it, but, I don't think you can discount him, this week.
Dustin Johnson, since winning the Masters in November, only has two top 10 finishes, and he's missed the cut at the last two majors. I know he had top 10 at Congaree, but that wasn't the best field ever. That's one thing to think about. And then Bryson is another one. I mean, you talk about recent form, maybe going under the radar. Maybe for some of these players, being favorites is carry such a burden going into it, but Bryson in last fall's Masters tied for 34th. At the Masters this year, tied for 46th. At the PGA Championship, tied for 38th. Since winning the U.S. Open, he did win it at Bay Hill. I get that, and played good at the Players. But really, in the majors, since winning the U.S. Open and since winning the Masters, these two players have done nothing in majors.
Yeah, and I still think, with Augusta, I just don't think that's a – as much as it should be an advantage for him with his length, the two things I think work against him there. One is the lack of a greens book with his putting. He relies on that a lot. And I think those clubs that are so upright, and as much as you have tight lies and on short irons and pitches and
hill and ball above think, your feet, ball below your feet, right? I mean, because
correct.
Boy, oh boy. Now that upright with a, you talk about that upright deal with a ball below your feet. How in the world are you supposed to play that?
Right.
Anyway, that's interesting. I want to get into two more things with you. Let's talk about the guys that are that 20-1 and 30-1 in the next tier, that second tier of guys.
Yeah, this is where the kind of the meat, of the golf tournament is. You got three guys at 22-1, Morikawa, Spieth, and McIlroy. When's the last time you can think of McIlroy in a major when he's greater than 20-1? He added Torrey to his schedule starting in 2019. He's got a T5, a T3, and a T16. It would seem to be a pretty good track for him. Biggest thing for him, man, he's got to overcome those slow first-round starts. It's basically shot him out of contention from the get-go in every major. Either put him behind the eight ball trying to make the cut or just digging such a big hole that he can't seriously get back into it. Spieth is one. Obviously, he won at Chambers Bay, but that's his only finish better than T17 and the U.S. Open. He's been miscut, T65 miscut in his last three. Obviously, his form wasn't good in those years, but he's back to the elite iron play. Driving the golf ball is probably the question mark. Maybe that's why you've seen some odds drift a little bit on him this week, but he can scramble with the best of them. But he doesn't have the best track record at Torrey. He's got six starts at the Farmers. He's got no top tens and three missed cuts. I like Morikawa a pretty good bit. As I said, he's 22-1, but he leads the tour in strokes gained tee to green for the season. And his lead over and to show you how dominant he's been that in that category, his lead over number two, which is Justin Thomas in that stat, is larger than the gap between Thomas and number 30. He's incredible with the irons. He's going to drive it well. He leads in strokes gained approach for the full season and basically all the recent markers, 50, 36, 24 rounds. Obviously, the biggest thing with him is the putter. He's prior to the Memorial, he lost at least 1.3 strokes to the field in the previous three events, but he was never worse than T14. And then he pops at the Memorial. He gained 5 strokes putting and almost won the tournament, or the John Rahm was part of the tournament there and got in the playoffs. So if he makes any kind of putts, I think you really got to like his chances this week.
All right, I got to take a break now. If we can, I'm going to get on those three. I got to take a break. Can you hang through a break? Because I love doing this. I love asking you on the air because you can't turn me down on the air because people want to hear more of this. So can you hang through a break?
That's fair.
Awesome. So McIlroy, Spieth, and Morikawa, and then some long shots. We'll talk about those guys coming back. My friends at Katechi, CATEECHE.com. Yesterday was a good day for me because I spoke with both Shannon Howell, the head golf professional, and Greg Rushton, the general manager, and they're doing great, and they've got a bunch of big stuff going on. Junior golf is huge to those guys. They know you grow the game through juniors, and they know you give away, and you discount, and you make juniors. You want them coming out, and families coming out. It's big what they do. Andrew Oliphant has had maybe as much junior experience as anybody in the world. He's done stints for years and years in the Far East with some of the best juniors there. He's done stints with back in his home, and he's done stints down in Orlando with all the David Ledbetter academies, worldwide academies, and worked with some of the top juniors in the world. Junior golf is important to them there. They've got a junior series, junior camps, junior clinics. Get in touch with them if you have a junior. Junior golf is growing, and they want to make sure it grows even more. Andrew Oliphant's a big part of that. Email him, andrew@katechi.com, to find out more about their junior series, junior clinics. andrew@katechi.com. Josh Williams in a second segment when you come back for more right after this. Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit engineeredsleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
We've all been there. Rushing to the restroom in a public place and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Collision, dent, and glass repairs. With a full-service mechanic on staff, you'll find all of that at the George Coleman Ford Collision Center. No matter the make or model, your vehicle will get the same attention all George Coleman Ford customers receive. See for yourself on their online reviews with a 100% guarantee and no hidden fees. Think about the George Coleman Ford Collision Center if you're in an accident, a hailstorm, or suffer a minor dent. Call 610-2655.
Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account that lets you win daily Instant Karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. And when you make a purchase between June 8th and June 30th, you'll be automatically entered to win $1 million. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning Instant Karma. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Listen live anywhere in the world on WCCPFM.com. We are the Roar.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
My friends at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289. If you plan to fail, you plan to fail. Is what I'm trying to say there. The Patterson Tax Service does all of this. I was talking to a very good friend of mine yesterday about finances and about it. The investments and how things work and some things going on in their financial life, and just reminded me to tell you that I have questions about finances sometimes and about the way my business works sometimes. And what I do is I call up Joni and I call up Russell and I call up Donnie and they get back with me and they say, no, you need to do this. One of the biggest decisions we make every year is how much to put into our SEP IRA. And I don't know how to do that. I don't know how that goes about it. I just do exactly what Russell says. And he gives me a bottom line figure. That's that planning of tax. We maximize that aspect of it. So we maximize our returns part of it. And we just do everything we can. We set things up to maximize it. And we do a payroll and things on these lines. That's what they do. So they help us out and do a tremendous job of that. It's our friends at the Patterson Tax Service. They can do tax planning for you. All your daily bookkeeping, payroll, accounting stuff. Get that out of your hair as well. And let them prepare taxes for you if they've not done that before. PATTAX.com, 859-8289, 864-859-8289. To our guest lines again, Josh Williams has been so kind to join us for two segments. Josh, you're a Paul Strelo guy. Well, Paul's not with us today, so you're taking Paul's place and talking golf instead of recruiting, even though you could probably talk recruiting too. You asked about McIlroy and Spieth and Morikawa. Let me touch on McIlroy and Spieth, and I'll answer a question with a question. They've not played well in U.S. Opens in recent years, even though McIlroy's done well in the last two because he got to better starts. But aren't we talking about different players now than we were this time last year? McIlroy is trying to hit cuts off the tee, and he won
earlier, or one at Charlotte doing that. And Spieth's form certainly has been much better this year than he was last year. Aren't we talking about two different players now than we were maybe going into Wingfoot?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And even, you know, Spieth even so much as you're talking about a different player from January to now. He made a comment the other day about how, you know, talking to his caddy, Greller, and he said, you know, I get up on this tee in January, and you're like, oh, man, where the heck am I supposed to hit this? And then now he's like, okay, you know, thinking about how to plot out to attack this hole. So he's at a much different place mentally than he has been the last several years. So I'd almost kind of give him a pass in the last couple of years, specifically last year. So he's in a much better place. McIlroy is just kind of, he hadn't been in great form, and then he kind of popped with that win in Charlotte, and everybody, you know, thought he was back to the top of his game, but didn't quite work out there at Kiowa.
I put you mentioned earlier with Xander being a local guy. I put those California guys with Xander, with Morikawa. I even put Cantley in this one because they all hit it so stinking good, and their Gosswings are just amazing. Those three Gosswings are as good as and there's not three better Gosswings on tour than those three. Who do you fancy more between Xander, Morikawa, and Cantley in their home state?
I think it would be either Xander or Morikawa. Cantlay is one that, I don't know, man. I guess he kind of he had an early kind of another one that kind of had a spring slump, had multiple miscuts in a row, but he's one that, I don't know, I guess I'm going to kind of have to, you know, believe it when I see it. But, you know, this event, I think I'm right that his best finish remains like a T20 or T21 10 years ago when he was an amateur. He hasn't done anything in this event since. So I think it's got to be between Morikawa and Schauffele if I'm picking between those guys.
I say this because their golf swings are similar and their games are similar, but and Xander probably hits it farther. I know he hits it farther than Morikawa, but those two, I can't distinguish every single week. I pick both of them this week. Who else? Do we have any more players in that 20 to 30 range?
Yeah, you know, there's two guys at 25, Justin Thomas and Patrick Reedy. Thomas is kind of in that same Dustin Johnson mold where he's been in a bit of a slump. Well, he's got seven straight starts without a top 10, but it's pretty much all been his putter. It's been, you know, ice cold. He lost more than 8 strokes to the field with his putter at Memorial. Gets a couple of things to go that way. There's no reason he can't contend. And obviously, Patrick Reedy won here by 5 in January. He's T17 or better in 6 straight majors. My only question mark with him is the driver. If he's straight enough, can keep it in the fairway. You know, it's one thing to bomb it 340 like Bryson and hack it out to get it up on the green, but it's another one to be a good bit shorter and crooked, and that just doesn't work. That'd be my only question with Reed. You know, his around the green and putting game is elite. He just needs that driver to cooperate. You mentioned Cantlay. He's in that 28-1 with Finau and Hovland. You know, Finau, you know, maybe you don't put a win bet on him, but maybe load up on him on some top tens. You can get him probably 2-1. He's got 4 top tens in his last 5 major starts, 9 in his last 13. He was T2 here in January. And if you look at the last 5 years in the Farmers event, if you only take into account the scoring in relation to par for the rounds at Torrey Pines South Course, throughout the North Course, he's number one. He's 25 under in those on the last 5 years at this course. And, you know, Hovland's another one. I think he's one that can that needs to take the next step. He's basically T33 or better in all of his 6 major starts, but he really needs to kind of take that next step and contend.
So many of those guys are in that boat. I agree with that. Reed, I like, not because you mentioned the drive is an issue, but you still got to get it in the hole. And I like him. He plays tough golf course as well. 13th at the U.S. Open last year, 10th at the Fall Masters, one at the Farmers, at the Spring Masters, tied for 8th, at the PGA Championship, tied for 17th, at the Memorial 5th. If scores are higher, his grit, his short game kind of gets it done there. How about long shots?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to kind of lump these three guys in together. You got Zalatoris at 40, Hideki at 45, and Scheffler at 45. They're all kind of similar style ball strikers. You know what Zalatoris has done, 3 top 10s in his majors. He was T7 here in January in his first start there. Hideki's one. He's only missed one U.S. Open cut. He does have a T2 in 2017. And like so many of those guys, if he putts any, if he does anything with the putter, he'll be in contention. He lost over 9 strokes putting at the Memorial, but historically, Poa has been his best surface. Scheffler, he's T19 or better in his last 4 major starts. He did have to miss last year's U.S. Open because of COVID. My only concern with him is his wedge game is probably his weak point. So if he misses fairways, his, you know, his wedge game proximity numbers there aren't that good if he's having to scramble there. But, you know, one that's kind of really been in good form lately is Shane Lowry. He's at 50-1. You can get him at something like 4-1 for a top 10. He's got 4 top 10s in his last 8 starts, including a T4 at the PGA, T6 at the Memorial. Definitely the best form that he's been in since he won the Open in 2019. You know, Louis always seemingly pops, you know, in big events. He's made 7 straight cuts in U.S. Opens. I don't think I'd put a win bet in on him, but he's definitely shown he can get in contention. You can get him probably 3-4-1 on a top 10 there. I think a guy like Connors is one that maybe could pop. You know, the big thing with him, he's 85-1. He's the only player on tour that ranks both top 10 in both strokes gained off the tee and approach. Should bode well this week. Drives it very straight. It's really the thing with him is he does well the first couple rounds and then just kind of, you know, peters out on the weekend a little bit. He needs to keep that going forward there. And maybe Adam Scott. He's made 15 out of 16 cuts since the restart, but he's only got 1 top 10. He doesn't putt well enough to win the birdie fest, but the tough golf tournaments are the ones where he can kind of hang around and maybe have a decent finish there.
I like the Lowry pick. I like the – I picked Scheffler in my 5, and Zalatoris only plays well in majors, but he's played well in his majors. He's done really, really well there. There is talk in the USGA about a rota, like the British Open, of getting a certain number, a smaller number, and just sticking to that rotation of those courses. What is the story there? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so it's been the, I think, you know, the kind of the new tracks that they had, Erin Hills, Chambers Bay, did not go well, didn't go like they hoped. I think that brought that into the conversation. So, you know, the think is, like you said, like doing like the Open Championship, narrowing it to, you know, kind of a select group. You know, I don't know that they've settled on a number. It's obvious which ones they definitely want to use. Obviously, Pinehurst is one that, you know, they're moving some headquarters there, so they've got it in 20. They've basically got it every 5 or 6 years, starting in 24. So you know that's going to be prominent. You know, if it was me, and I told you this, I think I would, you know, I would lock in on Pebble and Pinehurst, Oakmont, Shinnecock and Wingfoot, those 5, and then, you know, throw a wild card in there for the 6th one that rotates, you know, every 6 years, a new type venue. You know, next couple of years they have a couple of new ones in, you know, the Country Club up at Brookline and L.A. Country Club. So it'd be interesting. You know, those definitely add a lot of intrigue there. But, you know, I think if their thought is narrowing it down a little bit to some courses they know they've had a lot of success at and haven't had problems at. So I would do those 5. It's a little northeast-centric, but I'd add a 6th one maybe to kind of rotate different parts of the country that maybe work out. You know, you could throw a Madonna in there, you know, Olympic up in San Francisco, you know, places like that.
I like that. I don't like the fact that geographically it hurts because I know they want to showcase the game all over the country. But if you think about it, Torrey this year, L.A. in 23 and Pebble Beach in 27. I mean, that's one. Then in the Northeast, you got Shinnecock and Oakmont in 25 and 26. So really, in the middle part of the country, the South, because of the weather, that might be a factor in there too. But so give me your 5 or 6 again. Or 6, you said? You know, 5 or 6 again? Pebble?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would do Pebble and Pinehurst. Shinnecock, Oakmont, and Wingfoot would be, you know, 5 I would definitely use. And then the 6th one, I would just throw a, you know, have a wild card and have it rotate around, not be a set one that they can go to different parts of the country with.
You, my friend, you're brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Before I let you go, winning score. POA's going to be a big deal. Bumpy, crusty greens late in the afternoon coming down the stretch. I think keep scores down. Winning score, what kind of range you talking about?
I'm thinking around 5 under.
I'm going to go a little higher. I think like 8 to 10. I think these guys are so stinking good. But Tawana is a difference maker. Hey, I can't thank you enough. I kept you too long, but I can't thank you enough. We had a lot to cover there, and I wish you the best, my friend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Guys, have a good weekend. We'll get to some football next week.
Oh, you got my attention there. Very good. Appreciate Josh Williams doing that. Hey, Canty Can Fix It, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out. Foundation issues. Let me tell you about crawl spaces and about encapsulating crawl spaces and drying up crawl spaces. You don't want mold. You don't want mildew. That leads to so much stuff. Damage, destruction, your health. You don't need those things in your bathrooms, in your floors, in your walls, your ceilings. You don't want any of that happening. That's not a good deal. Mold and mildew are not happening. Get that taken care of. Dry those crawl spaces up. Make sure that those are taken care of with the professionals at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com, CantyCanFixIt.com. Hour number 3 when you come back, right after.